So here we are on a matter that matters with a difference. And the difference is, for those that don't know me, is that actually I'm not being the interviewer. I'm being the interviewee. And I would like to introduce, if you don't know me, my incredible wife, Emma Dawn Joy. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Who it actually has never ever been on Zoom before. Ever. And also just one day said, why don't I interview you for your Anatta That Matters podcast? And I laughed nervously. And she said, no, I mean it. And so here we are. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous. How bizarre. I'm never nervous, am I? That's crazy, right? How weird is this? This feels weird, right?
We've never been on Zoom. I quite like it. I like this power thing.
Oh no, the power's going to go to a head, everybody. Save me. So I'm handing over the interviewing to you then, Emma, and I am at your beck and call disposal, and I'm slightly scared what you're going to ask me.
Okay, so here we go. So, Anatta That Matters with Vivian Joy. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you? 1 being cool as a cucumber.
Oddly enough, I'm around an 8, I reckon. I've ever been that, apart from when I took my driving test when I was 19, so that's a long time ago. Or actually when we first met, I was really nervous the day we first met, and I feel a bit like that now. It's really bizarre. You can tell I'm like really
I'll go easy on you, don't worry.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's
a nice interviewer.
The reason I suggested this was because I think people should get to know Vivian Joy. That's what I think. Okay. I mean, I know Vivian Joy, and many people think they know Vivian Joy, but I think people really need to know Vivian Joy.
So. I'm really scared. God, what are
So, I think we should start with telling people a bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm typically the most confident person I know, actually, on the planet, until now, it seems. What else do you want to know? It's really bizarre. It's most bizarre. Everybody that's watching this will be like, that's hilarious. We've never seen her like that. So a bit about myself. I'm 50 years old. I live in North Nottinghamshire with my wife and 4 dogs. And I spend most of my day on Zoom like this, not feeling like this, though, feeling ultra confident, because I help people too with confidence and their ability to build their business and basically create a life that they love. And not one that feels stressful and they're not getting the impact and income they want. So I basically spend my whole day on Zoom or in person, helping people get out their own way, have the skills to create the business they want and create a legacy business. I also train and certify, mentor and supervise coaches. So that's what I do.
So what made you decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, it was a bit accidental. I discovered NLP when I was really young. So I was about 23, 24. And I worked for a company and they brought in a sales trainer called Janet. And they thought she was just going to teach us to sell, but she was an NLP master. And so she taught us so much. I mean, like, I had a particular client called Nigel who I literally hated dealing with. And she helped me understand why. She helped me understand what it was about that. That was the most powerful thing for me. And I literally loved working with Nigel. In fact, so much so he was my biggest spending client after that, because I worked out, after I'd been taught by Janet, what he needed in the way of communication and not what I needed. So in business, it's not about what you need as a business owner when you're serving a client. It's what the client needs. It's what you need when you're the owner, i.e. in your own business, creating it. But when you're serving, it's about the client. It's about the end. And so, yeah, so Janet changed my life. She changed all our lives, actually. One of the girls went and then passed her driving test. Another left a shitty boyfriend. Another one bought a house. And I left the company about a year later and went into a slightly different career. So, yeah, it really was quite transformational. And that never left me. And then I went through a whole load of stuff, which people possibly know. Lost my parents. And da-di-da. And then I set up a few businesses. And then the one that I set up in 2012 was a recruitment business. And one of the clients I was working with there did all sorts of training. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is amazing. Anyway, cut a very long story short. I did a bit of a deal with them to do their training, their kind of initial NLP practitioner. And then I was rehooked, if you like, in there and went through the whole lot. And so I never really had an intention of being a coach, and I never had an intention of building a coaching business or of then becoming a trainer, but I kind of got carried away with it. And the more I did it, the more I watched the transformations and realized I had a new addiction, as I've had addictions all my life. And I was really addicted to that feeling, that connection I've got with a client when they're really in their vulnerable place, when they're really sharing and understanding and learning all the shit that's keeping them stuck and changing it and releasing it. It's like re it's something I can't really describe. And that moment where I watch them go, ah, oh, like, and it literally leaves them, and they realize that the thoughts and beliefs they've had all their life, or from young, because it typically happens in young years where they create these beliefs, are not true. And actually, they don't have to believe them anymore. And that relief and that release. And I'm a bit addicted to that. I call it the oh shit moment. It's the oh shift moment where they actually then decide to think and feel differently. And then watching the transformation after that, once we've cleared the decks of all the crap, and then we can give them all the skills to build their business, because I've been in the business 20 years, you know, I've done all the, I've made all the mistakes and had all the successes and everything in between. So then can basically really get them in that space where they feel confident and competent. They've got clarity and courage. Like, they're the four C's I talk about, because it's really hard building a business. You've got to be really, really confident, and you've got to really have clarity about what you do, who you are, and why you love it. Because otherwise, you're not doing all the marketing, and you're definitely not selling, because it's a scary old thing to do. As you know, as you've recently created your business the last 2 or 3 years. So you've got to be really, really, you've got a conviction. So yeah, you need all those things. You need someone to help you with that typically, because it's so easy to let yourself down. So yeah, so I love that. And then you know, I've been working doing this business that she enjoys for about 8 years now. And people were getting to that stage where we'd fixed all the stuff, they felt great about themselves, they got their business working, and then still not ultimately satisfied. So there was lots of people saying, oh, it must be amazing what you do, your job's incredible. I'm like, yes, it is the best job you could ever have. People were wanting me to teach them NLP, but I didn't want to just be an NLP trainer, because NLP itself has been around for thousands, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, realistically, in different guises. It's been around a long time. Maybe not hundreds of years, but a long time anyway. I wanted to create my own. So I then thought about what it was that I had that was different. And the difference is that I go much deeper into everything. So coaches typically will ask lots of questions. That's what coaching is, essentially, is to help you understand yourself and what's going on inside you, and get ideas from out inside you to get them outside. And so, but I go deeper into the depths of that, into the real feeling, into the soul almost, and also into all of the belief structures and where they are and where they sit. So I'm not scared. I've got a bit of a reputation of being provocative, because I'm not scared to ask those questions, as you know, as you've heard it on retreats and things. And those questions really shift them, really get them out into a different place. So, yeah, so now. Now that's why I launched Then She Coaches, because I can help people to do what I do. And somebody said to me last week, aren't you then training and certifying people to do your job, to steal your clients? Of which was quite a moment, I had a moment of, which you really helped me through, by the way, thank you. Because of course, people will always come to me, well, as the leader for a start of what I do, and a creator. So I'm always creating new things. So my Deep Structure NLP coach certification is unique. It's the only one in the world like it. So people will come and do that. They then become deep structure coaches so that they can carry on. And the ripple effect is far more powerful for me than the fear of not having the clients that I probably shouldn't have if they're going to someone else. So it means that I have inadvertently or purposely helped other people to help other people. And that ripple effect is, that's the legacy for me.
So it'd
That's my.
be fair to say that She Coaches is different because what they do it the Vivian Joy way. Is that would
Yeah,
you say?
I guess they do. Yeah, they do it my way. Yeah, in fact, I've created the first cohort. So the first cohort I've just finished. They're just doing finalizing their assessments, doing their exam. It's a 6-month program, and I've created people who are addicted to making people cry, because like that change is that the crying or the laughing, there's an emotion, a real emotion when you really let something go. And they are like, oh my God. And then she cried, or then he cried, and then he had this, oh my God. And I watched his face do this eye flick. flickering thing, which is essentially what the unconscious brain does when it kind of rewires and all the neurons fire differently. So they're all slightly addicted too. So yeah, I really am. I mean, they're doing it in their own way and they're coaching different people. And in week three, they all worked out their niche of who they were going to be coaching. That's part of the program, is to kind of understand that so that you're not just learning coaching. Mm-hmm. You're really building that business as you go. And so they were really clear, which made it easier for all of us, because say, oh, I've got a friend that's got that problem, you can, you know, as a practice client, you can use that. So it's been lovely. One of them's been coaching one of them's sister, and it, because you can't coach people close to you, which is why I can't coach you, and why you can't coach me, really, even though I'm sure you'll be phenomenal. So yeah, that they are doing it in the Enjoy way, definitely. Well, the course itself has been created and certified and accredited, and it's all, although it's based on NLP, it's a lot of my own stuff that goes into it as well. Different NLP coaching patterns and question patterns and processes. And I am about as well to launch at the end of this year Enjoy NLP Magic, which is taking it to a whole other level and making it fun, because, you know, shifting your brain doesn't have to be like, oh my God, I hate myself. It can be really like, oh my God, I was so idiot. Like, it can be funny. It can be like, oh my God, I can't believe I used to, you know, when we think about, I know, beliefs around Father Christmas. That's the one I usually use.
It's not true.
No, oh, sorry, babe. I know all those presents that you get. they're typically from me. Yeah, so, and I don't think I look good with that beard. So understanding how your old beliefs were probably all right back then, but they're not now. So
the bigger picture. So let's imagine, I don't know, let's imagine 10 years of She Coaches, and you've got all these coaches, and what's the bigger picture?
God, that's made me a bit emotional. I just knew you'd make me cry. In fact, I didn't bother with mascara because I felt quite sure. Do you know, 10 years, I've not even looked at 10 years. In my head, I've looked a year, because it feels like such a massive thing. Not massive. You know, my aim for the next year is to get 100 incredible people who want to be coaches or want to be better coaches or bring NLP into their coaching business to really power it up. Or into their business, actually. And I want 100 of those people. So I'm running 4 cohorts in the next 12 months. Every quarter, I'm starting a new cohort. So there'll be 100 She Coaches coaches, essentially. And that in itself is mind-blowing. Some of which will become my coaches. So I'll create a whole program that helps support them to build their business fully, full mentoring, supervision. Others will go off and do their thing. There'll be few that don't finish because life happens, you know. That's something that'll happen. But in my head, I've got this vision, and this is only a year away, of the She Coaches Conference, like this real empowerment. Like, imagine all 100 of those people with these skills, like in one room, the energy of that, like, fucking blows my brain. Like, I can't imagine. I'm just emotional at the thought of standing on that stage with that microphone in front of those people. That would be, yeah, magical, because they'll all be coaching hundreds of people. Like, that ripple effect is pretty crazy. So then you say 10 years, I'm like, well, that's 1,000. Like, and that takes me back to a visualization I did at Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within before I met you, which you didn't know. And I saw, he does this thing with, like, there's I think it was 12,000 people at the event I went to just before lockdown. And he does this thing where and he's really great at creating an amazing atmosphere and a really crazy state. And he had this music going and these lights and all these effects, because they had massive pyrotechnics and all these pink lights, the exact brand color of She Enjoys, all these pink lights coming down. And I stood, and we all had to stand with our hand on our chest and feel our future, like that, you know, to just paraphrase it. And I felt like in that moment that the music and the lights, and I opened my eyes and I couldn't see Tony Robbins. I could just see all the people. It was like there was 1,000 people in the room and it was my conference. So you just saying that, it's like there was 1,000 people there. That was the dream. So 10 years, that is the dream. So by the time I'm 60 and hopefully still looking good with the help of hair's dressing skills, that will be the dream. That, imagine, you know, a lot of my business will be, I'll always want to help people at the beginning of their journey on their business, always, because I remember how painful it was for me. And that's always my struggle, as you know, is leaving those people behind. So so many coaches say, just focus on that. That'll make you millions and it'll change the world. And it will. And it is. And it will. But actually, then I always will want to serve the people that are in that real startup. I don't know how to make my first sale. I don't know who I am or what to say and how I talk about myself. So she enjoys will always exist. So in the vision, it already began before I met you. So just before I met you, the month before I met you, I launched the She Enjoys Life Foundation. So She Enjoys will ultimately become my not-for-profit. It is a not-for-profit. The She Enjoys Life Foundation sits as the not-for-profit for that, but She Enjoys will ultimately become all not-for-profit. So I can really give back on a whole nother level in my spare time, whatever that'll be, to really help those people because they need it. There's so many people with great businesses, great ideas, lots of passion and determination, but they haven't got the skill, they haven't got anybody to support them, and they get stuck, and then they go and get a job. And I remember it. In fact, I talked about this in my mastermind this morning that, when you've got a job, you feel like you're safe. You're really not. I mean, I was made redundant 3 times on the bounce, and that damaged me a lot back then. A lot. It took me a lot of years to get my head back in the game. And sometimes I still remember it and think how far I've come. But yeah, so it's hard. It's hard to start your own business, and I'll always help that. Always.
I think possibly that the reason that you have these people come towards you is because people can see that. They can see that you're not just in it for profit, you're in it for people. And I've personally noticed myself and said before that your ultimate driver isn't necessarily the money. Don't get me wrong, money is nice. Obviously, everyone likes a bit of money, but you always, you register your success, your element of success, by the success of the people that you help. So I think people see that, and this is why people gravitate towards you. I mean, you can't walk into a room without having a million people come towards you. It's slightly awkward
True.
sometimes, let's be honest.
It's a bit awkward. It was awkward that time, do you remember? And I'm sorry if she's watching this. When we were at the health spa and we're actually naked, like you're in your bikini, and I'm like that. So Vivian Joy across the changing room. I'm like, what? Bless her. Yeah. And she came straight over, she's chatting away, and you're looking at me as she's like, who's that? I'm like, I
Yeah, it's never a dull moment in our life. So
know. No.
you mentioned your next cohort of She Coaches. So when is that coming? When are people going to hear more about it? How can people get involved?
Well, I've posted a couple of things, but I haven't gone full on it yet. There's going to be, I've got a Facebook group. It's called Learn NLP with me. And that is for people who are even mildly interested or wondering what it's all about or
We'll
how
drop
it
the
can help.
link with that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll drop the link. Thank you. Yeah. I've trained you well. You need to listen to this. Yes, I will drop the link.
A thing of the past. NLP, bring it
Oh, yeah, you can take over the She Coaches MBA. You have said that you want to go through the certification, and I think you're a bit scared because you're not going to get it any special treatment because I can really separate my personal life from my work. Well, until today, it seems, where I'm seriously struggling. I got on it for a bit there, didn't I? I was all right. I was there.
She's all right.
The next cohort is in the evening because some people, they're so busy building their business, they haven't got time to do any training. And the thing I get asked most about She Coaches from the last cohort during the process of working out who was going to be on it, and I invited quite a lot of the people, is how much time is it going to take? We've got, families, got businesses or jobs or whatever. And so it's an hour and a half on a Tuesday evening, and it starts on Tuesday, the 19th of September. On Zoom, and all of the work really, certainly for the first month, start is happening in the session. And then after that, most of the work still happens in the session. But as you learn new processes, so it's an NLP practitioner, NLP master practitioner, and NLP coaching and coaching all in one 6 month certification. So as you start to learn the coaching techniques, you need to find people that are not your friends and family to practice on because that's against code of coaching conduct. So you have to find those people. So it's just at then things start to, there's a little bit of, go and watch this video and let us know what you think of it and what did you think of that and do a bit of research about this. But there's no heavy duty, there's no, essays to write or massive exams to sit for 5. I an 8 hour exam for my NLP trainers training, just to give you a clue. So there's none of that goes on. I'm not training people to be trainers. I'm training people to be coaches and to be able to do it their way. And during that process, they can then see which of the processes are going to work for their business. We can really help them sculpt the whole process of their coaching business as they go along. So yeah, really excited. So it's 90 minutes a week, starting on the 19th of September. And then also there is an online program called Mindset for Business, which is somewhere in the region of 200 video training modules that are all about anywhere from 5 minutes to 20 minutes long on every element of your mindset, sales, marketing, and strategy that help you build your business. So they sit in the background to support that, as well as having me every week to coach them and also to help them get out of their own way. So it's a very powerful personal development, personal improvement program. And I don't think the cohort, and if they're watching this, hopefully they'll comment, knew that that was going to happen. And some of them had had coaching with me as well. So they've dealt with a lot of their shit. So actually, then to find new layers of it, new ways of being, have been really quite powerful. Some of them have overcome fears. One of them's overcome a fear of frogs, the other one over fear of snakes, and they some have really understood themselves on a whole different level and reset some beliefs. It's been really, really powerful to watch their transformation. It's been joyful, because I come home from work, this is my office, to home, and some nights I'm crying with joy, like just the power of seeing people and watching people be able to coach and really get to the nitty-gritty and like really, really proud of my She Coaches their capability already is probably better than quite a lot of people, because most people do coaching, they go online, they do a coaching qualification, or they go and do a course for 3 or 4 days, or they'll go and do a course, but they don't get to really properly practice. They don't get that support during those practice sessions. So, and that's where all the magic happens. That's where you gain the confidence and the clarity of who you are and what you can do. So being part of that is just crazy. And also, I'll never have to pay for coaching again, because I just pick up whichever coach I know in my nice coaching circle. There's an advanced circle afterwards for all the support and advanced training. So we're about to start that at the end of this month. And I'll never have to buy coaching again, because I'll just be like, oh, okay, that one's really good at that. I'll go to her for that. And this one's really good. And I know that they've got the right methodologies and the right morality around it. They've got the right intention. They really, truly want to see that transformation. And not everybody's in the coaching business for transformation. Some of them are particularly transactional, and some people have been damaged. So there's some scared people. Some people are scared of coaching. There's some of them don't know really even what it is. They think it's mentoring or training or consulting. But coaching itself, in its purity, is really very powerful, especially when it's in the right hands.
And finally, in 10 seconds,
Oh.
describe why someone should become a coach. Describe what it is that you get from it as a coach that drives you every day to carry on doing what you do.
It literally, if it's your destiny, you deserve it. You deserve the time and space to learn a real skill, to be an expert and change the world. And it will change your world. You'll change how you perceive yourself in the world. You'll change who you are. You'll change how you serve people. You'll change financially, because when you become a real expert at something, you can charge more money for it because the transformation is worth it to people. You'll change how you feel in general in relationships. Some of that, not so positive actually. You might lose some friends that are probably not right for you now in your next phase of life, but you will build a legacy business that is allows you time freedom and joy beyond your wildest dreams if you allow yourself to do that. And also, you'll have me on your side if you do it with me. And I know a lot of people, there's a lot of my coaches that will probably never, they'll never struggle in their business again because they're now part of my inner circle, as it were. So and we've all got each other's back. So, and that's a big deal in business, because there's some real sheep in wolves. Was it sheep in wolves clothing? No, wolves in sheep's clothing. What's the saying? You know what I mean.
We know what
Anyway,
you mean.
yeah. So there's some people out there pretending to be who they're not, and there's a lot of people been burnt. So actually, to know you've got a circle of, well, in 10 years, 1,000 coaches that you can all support each other, like blows my brain as a mission. So in a good way. So yeah, that's why. So if you want to become a coach, or you even want to add coaching to what you do, and you know that you want to be in this, then yeah, you can sign up. It's £5,000. and there's a payment plan over 10 months. So £500 a month, you're probably spending that on your car or something else that is probably nowhere near as powerful and not going to change your life in that way. So yeah, I've only got a yeah. Well, I don't know when this goes out, how many spaces I'll have, but to get a move on, basically, there might not be many by the time this goes out. So, yes, does that answer the question?
Absolutely. And of course, it had to be for longer than 10 seconds because you can never make a long story short, let's be honest.
I know, do you know what the thing was? When we started She Coaches and all the people in there, obviously I knew a fair few of them really, really well, and they were like, 90 minutes? Yeah, whatever. We haven't booked anything on a Tuesday night. Like, it's not, no. And then one of them, I think one did go over for about a half an hour actually, but a lot of it was we were in the middle of a process and it was really powerful, and we didn't want to, we were all, want to make sure that the best outcome happens to the client. So we kind of carried on, and everybody did. We didn't want to leave that night. I remember that was a really powerful night. I think that was the first night they got that concept of, oh wow, this shit like literally is transformational. The word transformation is used so much on everything these days, and it disempowers the whole phrase. But like when you really are in that transformation space, it's mind-blowing. The I call it overjoyed. That's that satisfaction feeling. It's really crazy. Yeah. And so to watch people doing that, and watching actually the thing I love, really starting to love, is watching other people's clients, like my coaches, they're out there and their clients are giving them testimonials. I'm like, wow, that wouldn't happen if that wasn't for me. So,
Absolutely.
Satisfaction and recognition sit really high on my own value set. So, and it doesn't mean it has to come from somewhere else. Then I'm saying, oh, you're amazing. No, in fact, I kind of don't even believe it, but I know it's from my own internal satisfaction that I recognize my part in that person's journey. So yeah, yes, it's exciting. It's an exciting
Absolutely.
opportunity. I wish I'd done it 20 years ago, is my only thing. Yeah, so I had more energy. I've been able to travel all over the world. Whereas now, yeah, not so much, but I don't need
Everything
to.
happens when it should happen. That's what you say.
Yes,
Everything
absolutely.
happens. The universe has a plan.
It does, yes.
Yeah,
If I'm looking at your banner thinking I'm gonna sit, lay, stay, and play. That's what I'm gonna do. My own business.
help you with that.
Collar on me and a lead. So while we've got you here, she says, just turning the table slightly, why don't you tell everybody who's probably seen you on my socials, or if they haven't, they're probably curious, what you do.
I'm
Who,
sure
what?
they came onto this now that matters to hear about you, not me.
I'm sure they did. This will be a little Brucey bonus for them on the end.
So basically, what I do is I do very similar to what Viv does, except I do it with dogs. So I'm a dog behavioral trainer and psychologist. And what I say is that I help the owners to speak dog. So a lot of the problems that dogs have, generally, not due to them being naughty dogs. It's to do with the fact that the human doesn't understand what the dog's saying, and the dog doesn't understand what the human's saying. So, for me, I like to think that I do things differently because I don't go in there and just say, right, this is what we do. We do this with the dog. Because I can quite easily go in there and probably correct a dog's behavior. But what I do is I like to go in and I like to educate the owner, let the owner understand why the dog is acting the way it is. So then when I leave, they can carry on growing and yeah, their relationship can grow. So then hopefully I don't have to go back, because if I have to go back a second and a third time, I haven't done my job properly the first time, really. So.
No, although it isn't the case, it's the same with coaching. It's so similar, isn't it, actually, what we do? We talk about this a lot. Isn't it the case that when you've corrected one behavior, there's another one shows itself? So actually, yes, you wouldn't want to go
Possibly,
back to
it's like,
the same.
yeah. So sometimes if you change one, then another one can get better, and another one can get better, but it can also work in reverse. So you can correct one and it can make another one escalate because the first one was to cover up the second one. So yeah, again, that's where the communication comes in. So if the dog can communicate to their owner and the owner can understand, then they can work through it together.
It's amazing watching you do what you do. I don't know, and a lot you do lots of voluntary stuff as well, rescue centres, and you love like for those of you watching, if you've got a rescue dog that isn't behaving well for itself or for you, i.e., you know it's not right, then get in touch with Emma because she literally transforms owners and dogs, especially with rescue dogs. She loves that because, as Emma says, and see, I listen to you too, that you know they come from a different country and they're in some sort of holding pen, which makes them even more scared, and then they're put into a home and they have no idea how to behave in that home. So it's a bit like business owners, no idea to how to behave as a business owner. They don't know how to do that. So yeah, if you've got a dog that's you know, it's nervous and anxious is what most of, like, I listen to what you do and it seems that most of it is nerves and anxiety for the dog. It's really very rarely aggression or being naughty, as you say.
Absolutely.
It's the same with humans, exactly the same. It's usually fear. So it's fear fucks everything. I did a talk about this years ago that went viral. It really does, and it does for the dog and it does for the human, because the human doesn't know why the dog's scared. It thinks it's being, you know, hyperactive or whatever. So yeah, if you've got dogs that have got that going on, then you need to get in touch with Emma. So we'll put your link for Speak Dog. Let's
Absolutely.
Speak Dog.
Remember, dog training doesn't have to be difficult. You just have to know how to speak dog.
Got a better strap line than me. What's that about? Created a great strap line.
Buy a work on yours later.
I know you're going to take over the world. You are 9 years younger than me, so I'm hoping that I
Took
can
your
retire.
name.
Yeah.
Easier transition.
Yeah. Oh God. So thank you very much for this. Thank
Thank you.
you. Made me cry as well. Good luck. I've got an eyeliner problem now. It's all your bloody fault. So yes, if you need any dog training help, message Emma. And if you want to speak about being a coach, then please do. There's no, it's not a big sales pitch. There's not. It's either for you or not. You need to understand it. You need to understand yourself, what you really want to do. If you've got a business, a career, or a life that is, something's not quite right. Something doesn't feel quite right, you're not quite enjoying it, it's not lining up, you're not feeling satisfied or fulfilled, or you're spending all your time working and not earning enough money, and you just don't feel like you're valuable in the workplace, whatever you're doing, or you're in the wrong business. Most of my clients arrive and they've got the wrong business, then do reach out and we'll have a conversation and work out what's going on for you. And then if I'm the answer, I am. And if not, we can help you work out where it is. So thank you very much, Emma. I'm
Thank
going to go now and correct my eyeliner. And thank you very much for interviewing me for this natter that
Thank you
matters.
very much for letting me do
You're
it.
welcome. Oh, crazy.